As we celebrate the 27th Sunday in ordinary time, the readings that we hear this morning and what we encounter is a gift of faith which is shared to all of us. Time and again, when we read through the scriptures, we are going to be reminded that it is by faith that we move. It is by faith that we live. From the first reading from the prophet Habakkuk, he says, God speaks to him and tells him about a certain situation. But why are you not intervening in the lives of the people? The prophet feels that God has neglected his people. And I say, for God appeals to him and tells him, I am a God who is ever present, who listens. And one point that strikes out, it says, the righteous shall live by faith. It is by faith that we are identified. It is by faith that our lives as Christians is defined. Now, when we look at God, God takes his own time and he acts at the right time. The prophet Habakkuk complains and feels that God has neglected his people. Oh Lord, how long shall I cry for help and you not hear? The violence that is happening in the society, why do you make me to look like as I'm an outsider? The prophet cries to God because he is impatient. God is not acting fast. Now, that is the distinction and the definition of who we are. Human beings as we are finite beings. We have a limited time. And there's a moment for our patience to be tried and to be limited. There must be that in ourselves. We are finite beings. But God, the infinite maker and creator of everyone, knows the right time to act. Human as we are, we have our own timeline, we have our own timetable, we have set events, how they are going to happen. We have set targets, and if we do not meet them, we feel disappointed. And we judge that as failure. That is our timeline. That is our timetable. But God does not have that timetable. Being infinite as he is, he acts and comes in at the right time. When it is right, God acts. And for us to be able to understand the actions of God, it calls for faith. It is only by faith that we are going to understand the actions of God. Today, our brothers and sisters here today are going to be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Meaning, that gift of the Holy Spirit is going to make them now realize that God acts at a right time. Not according to our wish, not according to our thinking, but at the right time that he acts to us. So the prophet Habakkuk complains. Why are you not intervening? Why are you not acting? Why are you letting all these things happen? That is a human element in the prophet. And now, God says, the righteous shall live by faith. And living by faith, they see that they are justified. When we turn to the second reading, Paul, writing to Timothy, reminds Timothy to say, do not be ashamed of testifying to our Lord Jesus Christ. As I was asking the candidates for confirmation here, Do not be ashamed. Meaning, wherever I am going to be, whatever I'm going to do, that is the identity I have put on. And I must be proud of what I believe in. Paul says, beloved, I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you. And how did this gift of God come about? Through the laying of hands. For God did not give you a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power and love and self-control. Three things. The spirit of power, the spirit of love, and the spirit of self-control. Sometimes we become so human and wicked to say, I don't know what is happening in my life. No. You are being irresponsible. A spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a spirit of self-control gives you direction. Whoever is baptized, whoever is a disciple of Jesus Christ, has a spiritual life. There are moments that we try to justify our actions, our failure. That I don't know what is happening in my life. I don't know why I did this. We always try to look for a scapegoat, a reason to give why we have done such an action, why we have become a failure, why we are found in sin. But it says, you have been given a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and self-control. These brothers and sisters of ours today are receiving that spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit, to be filled with power, to be filled with love, to be filled with self-control. Not only that, Paul continues to say, you are witnesses, and you must be proud of who you are. My dear brothers and sisters, to be confirmed, you are going to be confirmed in the Catholic faith. And the Catholic faith tells us, we believe in the mystery of life. And not only that, it goes on to explain, in the catechesis of Holy Catechism, we see how the articles of faith are articulated. You must be ready to stand by those articles of faith. There are moments that the Catholic faith has been challenged, and we have failed to give a right answer. We have failed to stand by the Catholic faith. But now, today you are going to be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is going to empower you to be witnesses. And Paul says, you should not be afraid. You should not be ashamed to say, I am a Catholic. Sometimes I wonder when I see our own people failing even to identify with what we believe in. Sometimes we shun away from the things that we believe in, from the things that identify us as Catholics. Sometimes even wearing a rosary around the neck is a challenge. I hope you are not deceiving me with these rosaries here that we are wearing, that you are showing them outwardly and very clearly. When they say, what about that thing in your neck? How do you explain it? You must be ready to explain that, because that is one of our beliefs. That's one of our faith. It identifies us wherever we are. And wherever you go, identify yourself as a Catholic. There's no harm in doing so. We have seen our brothers and sisters, they cannot even make the sign of a cross. Balam buenam. Nala monekela. No, that is your identity. You are identified by the sign of the cross as a believer of Christ. Why should that become a challenge? Why should you hide who you are? I usually tell my people that even on a journey, when you are going in on a bus, going to Lusaka, you buy a bun and a drink, identify yourself as a Catholic. Before you start chibaulering, make a sign of a cross. But it's rare that we do that. Do we do that? Do we identify ourselves with that sign of the cross? Do we pray before we eat? Do we say, I'm Catholic here, join me in prayer? That is our identity. And this is what Paul is telling Timothy. The spirit that God has given you is not a timidity one. It's a spirit of love, a spirit of power, a spirit of self-control. And you ought to be proud of who you are. Wherever you are, whatever you do, be identified by your faith. That's what he's telling Timothy. So my dear brothers and sisters, today as you receive this gift of the Holy Spirit, be sure God will not leave you alone. God is going to accompany you. It's like the motto of that famous team in the world. You will never... I'm sure you know what I mean. That is the famous team. But very quiet and humble. So they say, you are not going to be alone. God is going to accompany you. God is going to lead you. God is going to be your companion of life. That is the strength that you should have. I am not alone. I am with my God. And so Paul reminds Timothy, the spirit we have received is not a spirit of timidity. Then secondly, when we turn to the gospel, Jesus Christ gives a parable to show who we are as his followers. He gives a short parable about a servant saving the master. He comes back from the field and he comes to save the master. The master tells him, can you prepare my meal? And in the very end, Jesus says, when the servant prepares the meal, do you think the master is going to thank the servant? He says, no, not at all. Why? Because the servant has just done what he's supposed to do. That happens to you and me. We are supposed to be servants of one another. We are supposed to be servants of one another without expecting any kind of gratefulness. Jesus says, we are unworthy servants. We have only done what our duty asks. You have been asked today to be witnesses. When you receive the power of the Holy Spirit, it's not that you are going to stand above everyone else. You are going to remain a unique person. You are going to live and save among these people. And when you live and save among these people, identify yourself as a disciple of Jesus Christ. When you do a good action gesture, you don't expect to be thanked. You have just done what you are supposed to do. Because Christians must be generous, must share their own lives, must share things that build the lives of other people. You and me, we do not expect to be praised, to be thanked, because we are just servants and we are just doing what the Lord asks us to do. Our identity, our life as Christians, is to follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ says, I am among you as one who saves. Being the Son of God, he emptied himself and took the nature of a human person to live among us as a servant, as a slave. That is the example he gives us. What about you? Who are you? What about you? Why can't you be at the service of your brother, of your sister, of your neighbor, of the person next to you? Why can't you bring life? Why can't you help? Why can't you do a good gesture that is needed? It is right and fitting that this morning we reflect on the aspect of faith. By faith, we are going to be identified as humble servants of God. So we pray this morning that as we look forward to the gift of the Holy Spirit, may our lives be a sign of life to other people, especially to our candidates who are going to be confirmed this morning, that the Lord may seal them with these gifts of the Holy Spirit. They may be charitable enough, they may be generous enough to identify themselves as disciples of Jesus Christ. And above all, not to fear anything. I have chosen you, and I have made you mine. And I'm going to be with you till the end of time. That's what Jesus speaks to us. When we are sure of the presence of God, there is nothing that we can fear. Let us invoke the power of the Holy Spirit to come upon each and every one of us, that this day we may identify ourselves with Christ himself. We are unworthy servants. We have only done what we are supposed to do, what our duty demands. So may the Lord help us and give us that spirit to save one another, so that the kingdom of God may continue to grow and spread among us. Amen.